This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, kicking off the third hour. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
And, what we're talking about here right now, and by the way, you don't have to call in on topic. That's not what we do. It's Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk live here on the radio about whatever's on your mind. And so we're talking about some changes going on in the California judicial system. And whether you like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, the way California goes, so goes the nation. Because
generally,
yeah, when, you know, for instance, the catalytic converters were put on the cars, all kinds of rules that California puts on emissions and these kind of things, they affect
things.
Well,
let's think of some good things that California has done, like introduce to the United States therapeutic cannabis.
All right. I guess that's about it.
Yeah, that's the only one that I can think of that turned out to be good. And now, depending on how you count, it's anywhere between 27 to 42 states that have some form of therapeutic cannabis.
So when it comes to these reforms that are going on in California, so far I haven't had one that I've really been upset about. I'm not a big fan. I am an ex-convict, but I'm not a big fan of convicts. I generally felt like they were pretty bad people, by and large. You know, I met a lot of them, and I don't feel bad that most of the ones that I met were in jail, at least for a period of time. But you've got to take a practical look at inmates. You can't just say bad and forget about them.
Right, and, you know, this sort of starts the question of, were they really bad people? And I'm using air quotes for those not watching the webcam at twitch.lrn.fm. Were they really bad people before they got incarcerated? Or did they turn into really bad people because of the horrible place that they were put in?
Right. Well, I'll say further is that you have to operate in a certain fashion to sort of make it in prison. You have to be tougher than you would otherwise and those sorts of things. And that's just how it is. So it's going to turn... For a year, at least, when I got out of prison, I really couldn't even communicate properly with a good percentage of the population who is sort of on the free folks. I just use different diction, different ways of communicating. I was rougher and tougher with people sort of verbally than I should have been. I remember picking up this, I was going to college at Manatee Community College, and I picked up this gal who I saw walking several days going to school, and she said something about, I never get in the car with strangers, which, of course, she had just gotten into the car with a stranger, but I guess I seemed like a less strange stranger. And then I said that this girl had all kinds of piercings and stuff. And I said, wow, you got a pound of metal hanging out of your face and you're calling me strange. Because it was a joke, right? It was supposed to be funny.
Uh-huh.
But she, you know, like, to her, that was too confronting.
Right.
And, you know, I've got my straight face on because I'm delivering comedy.
Uh-huh.
But she just didn't take it that way. That was shortly before I dropped her off, and she's like, yeah, let's go get out of this car. You know, like, she just wanted out of the car. Okay. You know, bye-bye. And that was that. I actually never saw her walking to school again, whatever the case may be. Anyway, that's my story, and it's just a sort of evidence of how I was probably a little rougher than I could be with other folks.
So that's an argument for having more social services for people as they're coming out of prison, but then the counterargument to that is, wait, so you have to go to prison to get extra social services?
Sure.
So then it's not fair to the people who never committed the crime that they don't get that extra help. So I don't really know how to fix that.
Right. I think that mostly I don't care what happens to people who go to prison. I just think that we should send far fewer people there. I think that people, the prisons are for people who are dangerous and need to be segregated from society, or people who simply can't learn from other forms of punishment. So, for instance, if you got a burglar who keeps on burglarizing people, he's not dangerous. Like, at no point has he beaten up some old person into whom's house he's broken or anything like that. He is simply a person who just won't stop stealing. At some point or another, fine, let's try prison and see if this will convince Johnny to stop breaking into people's houses. I'm fine with that one, too.
Right, and
but the vast majority of people who are in prison are in for drug crimes, which mostly...
possession.
Yeah, possession and drug crimes and these sorts of things. And to me, they're just filling a place in the marketplace. Yeah, they're probably participating in violent acts in the sense that the drug industry is violent, but it seems like the government tries to make it more as violent as it possibly can. So,
right, and going back to the burglar thing, if we had a system of restitution, which we do not, then maybe after, you know, nonviolent burglar guy broke a few windows and stole some stuff, oh, you have to pay for the windows to be replaced. You have to return the items that you stole. And you have to give an additional bounty or something to the person that you have victimized. Maybe they'll realize this type of crime doesn't pay.
Well, that person will likely end up at basically a private-type prison anyway, because if the judge says, well, you owe $100,000 for all these burglaries you committed to find more crack or whatever it is that you're trying to do, and clearly they don't have $100,000, that's why they're breaking into houses in the first place, then they'll probably end up with some company that basically allows them to sell themselves into indentured servitude, doing dangerous jobs, I don't know, recycling computer parts or something like that.
Asking crab fishermen.
Whatever it might be, we'll put up that $100,000 and you'll give us 3 years' worth of labor for it.
Right, and this does bring us to the question of, well, if we're not going to put them into prison, what are we going to do with them? Because I've heard a lot of the arguments about fines being unfair to the poor, that they can't really pay the fines.
And they end up in prison anyway.
I hear what they're saying, but then, okay, so what are we going to do? What should it be if it's not prison and it's not fines? You know, we don't have a whole lot of other options for the way we can deter those sort of offenses.
Right, the pillory is considered cruel and unusual. Stocks, you can't do those things anymore. And it seems like, sometimes judges will get in trouble for having people stand on the side of the road with a sign that said, I stole $20 out of my mom's wallet, or whatever it is, you know.
And then there's the argument that community service is involuntary servitude.
Yeah.
Because you've been ordered to work without pay.
I've never heard that argument.
But that's what it is.
It is involuntary servitude, but involuntary servitude in the 13th Amendment is pretty clear for people who have not been convicted of crime.
Right.
So,
but still, it would be the same argument as, well, the poor can't pay the fines, and that there's something wrong with each of the punishments, and each argument by itself has some merit, but then you wind up with, well, okay, so how do we punish people?
Sure. What I would say is that first off, the ankle bracelets are far underused. The fact that we're all paying for all these big expensive prisons when we could just have little beeper systems that have people stay at home in many cases, that the idea that house arrest is somehow getting away with it is ridiculous. The people who are committing crimes don't stay at home to commit their crimes. These are not hermits. These are people who are spending very little time at their house. They consider their house to be a prison. And so forcing them to stay there is, I think, a solution. And then if they can't do that, then let's talk about other more restrictive forms of crime. But
punishment, not
yeah, I'm sorry,
crime.
Punishment for the crime. On the other side of it, I saw a lot of people come back for probation violations. I always felt like I could have done it. I was only on probation for like 3 days by accident, getting out of prison. I shouldn't have been on probation at all, so I had some idea of what that might be like, but, you know. That was it. All it really prevented me to do from doing was having a beer the night I got home from prison. That's it. That's all probation did. Because I was going to run out to the nightclub or something, with the clothes that they got from Goodwill, donated to me as a convict leaving prison. Anyway, let's go on with some of the reforms here from these California criminal justice reforms, I think that there's some ones worth implementing on a nationwide basis. The next one's on body cam footage. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's live Sunday show. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. free here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since 2014, more than 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash, that's BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5% and 33% on the things you're going to buy anyway over there at Amazon. Well, SaveItPurse.com is an interface that allows you to use cryptocurrency to get anything you want from Amazon, basically, most things from Amazon. And you can do it and save between 5 and 33%. I'd say it's pretty easy to save 20%. You're talking about maybe adding an extra day to the process. 25%, you could add an extra 2 or 3 or 4 days to the process.
I've had orders at 20% get picked up within a matter of hours.
Yeah.
And some of those I wound up getting like next day delivery, so it was even faster than if I used Amazon Prime.
Add the items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount and save. Save at purse.com. That's save, A-T, purse.com. It's not like an email address. It's save, A-T, purse.com.
And I'm looking at my purse account right now. I have had 98 transactions for $912 saved.
It's pretty good. Let's go to David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, you know, I was interested in what you were just talking about. And you're describing values, right? Whether this values are put on society by some con artists or whether it's put on by somebody who really gets it.
Board up, can we turn up David a little bit? I just can't hear him.
Oh, is that any better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, well, what we're talking about is values, right? What you were talking about before, you know, I called in, is whether or not, I'm like around 60 years old, right?
Okay.
So I've seen the world go from the Vietnam War through Oliver North crack, through, you know, the 90s, the post-September 9/11, you know, fake wars and looting of the country. So America has been cheated time and time and time again.
By whom?
And the idea that what just happened with Kavanaugh, right?
Okay.
Kavanaugh is deep state, right? Donald Trump pretends that he's opposed to the deep state. But he not only appointed deep state, he gave them the license to pardon themselves. Now, if you know just basic religion, only God can pardon you, right? But if some con artist says, oh, well, I can pardon you, you can loot this country, you can steal this bank, you can, you know, lay crack all over America, you can force all the factories out of the country, you know, there have been enormously stupid things that have happened in America just in the last 50 years.
Why do you think Kavanaugh is deep state?
Well, you're Free Talk Live. Are you tied with Free State? Was it Free State News? Where is this from? It says it's from a publication. I think
the answer is probably no.
Okay. Well, the name of the article, it's from El Reportero SF. Mainstream media using Kavanaugh's sex scandal to distract you from the real reason he shouldn't be appointed.
Okay.
And that's that he's trying to rip apart the First Amendment, which is freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, and then the Fourth Amendment, which basically leaves wide open for more amendments, you know, for better life to come. You know, we may be stuck in some hole at this point, but the Fourth Amendment is the one that kind of opens the door for anything that's not listed as a crime is free, right? So the idea that Kavanaugh is totally opposed to that, and so it lists these various cases that he's worked in. Here's September 2010. By the way, you remember Abu Ghraib, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Sexual, you know. Torture, yeah. Con artist, maybe making porno slasher movies. in a move in a U.S. owned prison. That talk about an insult to America. And so Abu Ghraib, Kavanaugh exonerated the CACI is the hiring company for mercenaries, right? And so some of these contractors of CACI were involved in Abu Ghraib, and Kavanaugh set them free.
Let me ask you this.
Lawsuits.
Were you for the Merrick Garland nomination?
Well, Merrick Garland has his problems, too. You know,
right,
you remember, I'm a Ralph Nader kind of Green Party.
I understand that, but I mean, Merrick Garland and Kavanaugh were on the same courts. They ruled the same.
Oh, yeah, well, Merrick
93% of the time. Like, basically, if you're a judge, you're... I mean, the Supreme Court rules unanimously far more often than it rules 5-4. And the idea that somehow Kavanaugh is going to change much, I mean, the people, I would presume that if Kavanaugh is deep state, not to say that you're wrong, but if he is, then pretty much everybody else on there is deep state, too.
Well, that's why this article shows a bunch of different examples. And the reason I raised CACI, Merrick Garland voted against Kavanaugh in that same case. They were the three-judge panel.
Right.
Right. So Merrick Garland, Kavanaugh sat on the same judge benches, and then the third guy, I think his name was Anderson.
Right. Basically, all the government has to do with Kavanaugh is say the word terrorist, and they get away with whatever they want.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah, and so, you know, you look at, like, the financial damage to America just cracked. Oliver North, allowing 50 tons of pure...
But Kavanaugh didn't do Oliver North. I mean, like, this is kind of scooping it all together and saying, you know...
Well, who's boss, right? Supreme Court or Oliver North? You know, I mean, they were all kissing ass to somebody. You know, and Merrick Garland, much less the sexual stuff, is what he's blackmailable about. Like, you remember the stories came out about how Donald Trump had raped a 13-year-old sex slave, and who's that that rich billionaire sex...
I don't know. It's probably no different than the stories that came out about Clinton.
Billionaire. He was a New York billionaire, and they tried to claim that Bill Clinton and Donald Trump went down to his private office.
Yeah, I've heard these accusations. I don't know these people's names. I mean, if they can't come up with some kind of evidence, then I don't know what to do about it.
Well, that's where you photograph them for blackmailable material.
Sure. And admittedly, so this is one of the reasons I really hate the NSA spying on Americans, is because it's not that it matters what I'm sending in my email.
That's one of the cases. The NSA, Kavanaugh supported the NSA. Stupid. That's
right, because... He helped write the USA Patriot Act.
That's correct.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, David.
Sure.
The number is 855-450-3733. What do you think? Is Kavanaugh deep state?
Is there a deep state?
What
do
is the deep
state? Do you
know
what it is?
Yeah, first, I need a definition. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The battle over Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination has been bitter and personal, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS's Face the Nation there has been bipartisan agreement on such things as opioid legislation and extending the FAA.
We've also done appropriations better on a bipartisan basis than any time since the 1990s. So the notion that the Senate is somehow broken over this is simply inaccurate.
Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich told CNN's State of the Union that both parties disgraced themselves in the Kavanaugh fight.
The pox on both houses for the way this was conducted, and people in the country are appalled. That's because it's like, I got to win and you got to lose. So sometimes you can have a short-term win, and the long-term, you have to wonder about the soul of our country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about some criminal justice reforms that are going on in California. Hopefully they have good results. We'll see. So far I haven't really argued with too many of them. Kind of interested in how these things turn out. The number is 855-450-3733. Before we go to your calls, I want to tell you about the Blink Home Security System. I've got one at my house. It's great. And if the things, if your property and your family are precious to you, you can protect them like I do with a Blink motion-activated HD cameras. That's the whole set. The system has, what the one I got was three cameras. I think you can get fewer if you want. But more or less, all you have to do is set them up on, you know, near the doors and that sort of thing on your house and just... You get a live feed. You can go in and see the live feed, or you also get some kind of indication when somebody moves in front of it for the times that you have it set. So you can set it from, say, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. If you don't expect anybody to be up and about at your house at that time, then maybe you want to know what's going on, who's moving around inside or outside. The Blink Home Security System can let you know that, or you can just check in anytime. All this from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions. You pay it one time. It works with Alexa. You get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off if you visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. You got to visit the FTL part in order to get the discount. blinkprotect.com/FTL, and Blink is, in fact, an Amazon company.
Before we go to the calls, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Because, Mark, based on some of the stuff that you were saying earlier, it sounds like you're in favor of capital punishment. Did I misunderstand?
I'm not. I generally think that the government is, that people, the government's, that there's no such thing as government, right? There's people. Mm-hmm. People aren't perfect. And if you have a capital punishment system, then it's going to make mistakes. Some percentage at a time, right? So you're going to execute innocent people. You're going to kill innocent people. Mm-hmm. You're going to kill innocent people for killing innocent people. And that is a, to me, philosophically flawed system.
And based on statistics that I've seen, of the people that are currently on death row or have been on death row since, or not on death row since 1972, but... executed since 1972, and the number of people exonerated since then, it's about 10% of people that have been exonerated compared to those executed, which means statistically there have been innocent people executed. We also know that there have been people that have been exonerated after they were executed. So,
and posthumously.
Yes. Yeah. We know that there have been innocent people, not just people that there's reasonable doubt, because there's a lot of those, but people who were, point of fact, innocent, that did not commit the crime, that have been executed.
Right. So my stance is that I cannot support capital punishment, because supporting capital punishment would be supporting killing innocent people, which is the reason the capital punishment exists. However, I also don't lose sleep over guilty people being killed. I actually know a guy who was executed in Florida. His name was Mark Dean Schwab, and he was a bad person. I knew he was a bad person. He got out. He was one of those people who I'm like, that guy's going to do something awful, and he did, and it was awful. And the stories are disgusting, and people can go look them up. I never lose sleep. I've actually had a few dreams about this guy, and I generally wake up sort of with a smug feeling of good. So, I'm a little wishy-washy on it, but mostly I can't support it because humans are not angels, and angels don't make mistakes. Humans do. You can't have a system that is permanent if you're going to make mistakes.
Right. I totally agree with both of you.
Let's go to Steve calling in from South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I've had to deal with the prison system firsthand in California, and I got to tell you that state is so corrupt. It's unfathomable. I mean, people actually think the court system works everywhere, but California, it is absolutely just a way to control people and to rake in taxpayer dollars.
Tell me how.
More people.
Yeah, let me explain it to me. Obviously, it's a big system.
Oh, yeah. And there's a reason for it. Each person that's locked up in a county jail is worth $120,000 a year in federal taxpayer dollars. And each person in the state is worth $160,000. So the first thing you'd have to do is detach that, not allow California to get their hands in taxpayer money to keep their prisoners, locked up. There's one thing, it only costs $20,000 a year to house them and feed them.
Well, the funny thing is about a convicts when it comes to housing and feeding is that the numbers are really wishy-washy. First off, I've never been able to find these numbers where the federal government gives states a certain amount of money for prisoners and that kind of thing. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I've never been able to document it. But secondly,
right. Well, they're going to do that. They're going to hide that.
If you've got a prison that holds 100 people and you currently have 99 people in it, you don't have, and you bring one in or let one out, that one person doesn't change the amount of guards that are in that prison. It doesn't change the amount of electricity that's used in that prison, or if it does, it's negligible. And it doesn't, basically what you're paying for with a prisoner if you're just talking about one bunk, I'm not talking about building a bunk, I'm not talking about any of this, but if you're just talking about filling a bunk, you're talking about the hot water to wash his butt and the bologna and the crappy bologna sandwich they give him for lunch, really is ultimately what it comes
down
to.
Right, and you know, this is one of those things to where people on all sides like to use what I refer to as tricky math.
It's all tricky math.
So there's the people that they'll look, what is the actual cost of feeding this person and giving them clothes and washing their clothes for 1 year?
Yeah.
And then there's the people that say, well, wait a second. There's also all of these other costs associated with running the prison.
Yep.
So what is the operating budget of this facility divided by what the maximum capacity is, and that's what it costs to house an inmate for a year?
I can tell you it's cost.
I gave you those numbers.
Yep.
I just gave you those numbers.
You gave us numbers of what you say that the federal government gives the state of California.
That was 120. Yes. And the California has a 160, and then it's $20,000 a year to house is what your claim was.
Yes. The rest of it, they take it. That's what I mean. The state.
Yeah,
the
it's a moneymaker for them, sure.
The sheriff are so corrupt, and the business is so good, that's why they're opening up private prisons. That's why,
they're opening up private prisons because somebody's got a connection with a lawmaker, and then they sign an exclusive contract saying that you will guarantee that we have 95% occupancy and you will pay us this amount of money. And if you go below 95% occupancy, then we will sue you for millions upon millions of dollars.
Well, they would still get the money for the 95% occupancy. And this is the one thing I've never really understood when the lawmakers, sign these things is, I mean, what difference does it make if you're contracted to pay the 95% occupancy number? What difference does it make if the beds are full or not? Like, you're not getting your money's worth by keeping people in prison. There's no particular point in that. Now, there may be federal dollars that come to states. I haven't seen any documentation on it, but I'm curious, and I do appreciate the call,
Steve. I've never seen a California prison that wasn't overfilled.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many prisons that are overfilled, but I have heard of some private prisons and some counties that have had some trouble. But in Florida, they certainly had overfull prisons too. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget the Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment of the live Sunday edition. Could potentially squeeze you in if you called here at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. But I am going to run through these reforms in California, these criminal justice reforms that they're going through, and that way we can get them the squeezed in here in the final segment.
Now, before you run through those, let me tell everybody about what I'll be doing in 4 weeks from today when I'll be running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project has helped hundreds of people now get exonerated through the use of DNA evidence, and they can help even more people with your help. I'm trying to raise $5,000. I've already met their minimum funding goal, but I have my own funding goal that I want to reach, which means that I'm looking for $450 more. If you've got $5, $10, whatever, all of it helps. Go to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. Everything that gets donated goes directly to the Innocence Project.
And the Innocence Project, usually the attorneys there are, that are oftentimes the attorneys are donating their time too.
Yes.
So it's a pretty lean organization. That's why I didn't mind. What did we do? We like sponsored. We like matched.
The Shire Free Church matched basically $1,000.
Yeah. I think that's great. So awesome. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Yes.
All right, so some of the reforms that are going on in California here, I've read off others. If you need the archive, you're just tuning in, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. This will be listed there in a few short, maybe an hour or so. And you can,
or less,
yeah, get that archive and listen to the rest of them. But apparently there's a new bill to release body cam footage from police officers more quickly. So police departments would be required to release body camera footage within 45 days of any shooting or use of force incident that resulted in a death or serious injury unless they submitted a written explanation for why doing so would substantially interfere with an investigation. So,
or unless there just happened to be a very convenient malfunction
Now, that does happen. Obviously, that's an issue of corruption in the department. But I think that it's a good reform to have in place, and it means that we can start looking into why is somebody hiding something sooner. We can get kids with cognitive problems out of juvenile detention center faster. So this bill would limit the amount of time children can be held in a juvenile hall without a trial. Currently, some may languish there for months or even years because a judge has determined they're mentally incompetent, meaning mental illness, intellectual disability, or development immaturity makes them unable to understand the charges against them or assist their attorneys. While California law limits the length of time mentally incompetent adults can be confined, usually in hospitals, while awaiting trial, no such cap exists for children. Again, this seems reasonable. Obviously, we need to know what to do with violent, dumb children, but let's get some kind of sentence on the board here.
So basically, we're looking at defining what speedy trial actually means.
Yeah, this is one of the things that really bugs me is that the founders and all their wisdom gave us a speedy trial, but didn't bother to tell us what a speedy trial was.
Right.
Make it easier to reduce sentences. So there's a bill that would make it easier for prosecutors to retroactively recommend shorter sentences for inmates. Prosecutors can currently ask for charges to old sentences only under certain circumstances. Like if new evidence emerges or if sentencing laws shift, but not if they believe the original punishment was too harsh. Supporters of the bill, including a host of Bay Area district attorneys, say the measure would be the first law nationally to give prosecutors the authority to recommend shorter sentences in the interest of justice. And I suppose if they can't make longer, I mean, it's not too often the prosecutors are out there just willy-nilly and pell-mell shortening people's sentences. So I think that this is probably a good idea.
Right, because in most cases, the prosecutor is going to ask for way more than whatever the mandatory minimum is.
So here's one that makes it tougher. Block some violent offenders from diversion programs. This bill would amend legislation passed earlier this year that allows judges to send criminal defendants to community mental health treatment rather than making them go through trial. As the Times reports here, some prosecutors and radio talk show hosts went nearly berserk, claiming that murderers and rapists would now go free simply by telling some gullible judge that whatever they did was due to mental health problems. This bill seeks to appease these critics, making defendants ineligible for these diversion programs if they were accused of murder, voluntary manslaughter, or rape. Well, it's probable that they wouldn't have gotten that anyway.
Right.
I mean, I love how the legislators really think they're saving us all from the judges.
Right. Well, there is, and out of California, remember Brock Turner?
Yes.
The former Stanford swimming superstar or whatever that raped a girl behind a dumpster,
yep,
and wound up getting a 3-month sentence.
Yes.
Well, one of the problems with creating, I mean, this is very similar to mandatory minimum sentences, and the reason that mandatory minimum sentences can't become into existence is because of things like Brock Turner. But you have to allow the judges, in my opinion, to look at discretion, look at all the factors involved,
yep,
even if it means every now and then you're going to get a really bad decision like you did in the Brock Turner. The alternative is when you have these rules where the judges can't exercise any kind of discretion, then you're going to have situations where the situation really calls for it and there's nothing the judge can do and his hands are tied.
Yeah, I agreed. I think the judges ought to have more latitude generally. One of the problems is that you got these soft judges and these hanging judges out there, and they're these anomalies. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that we kind of live in a meme culture, so it's easy to say, little old lady sues McDonald's for super hot coffee that she spilled on herself or whatever, and getting all upset that, whatever happened, when we don't know the specifics of the case. Like, I don't know what happened with, I can't say what happened with Brock Turner.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are upset about it. I presume Brock Turner got the 3-month sentence, the light sentence, because of some kind of mitigating circumstance. That mitigating circumstance may be wealth. And
yes.
There's no doubt that wealthy people tend to serve shorter sentences than people who aren't wealthy.
Yes.
The Menendez brothers come to mind of people who that this is, you know, the variance to that particular rule. Those guys are still in prison now, and it's a fascinating story and happened, like, must be 30 years ago now.
Yeah. And I remember that.
There's the story of the teenager from Texas, the affluenza kid, who part of the defense for why he shouldn't go to jail is he's rich and he wouldn't know how to survive there.
I think he lost the case, though, didn't he? They tried that defense and it made a lot of news, but I think he lost, didn't he?
There was some kind of thing on an appeal, and then him and his mother fled to Mexico, and then they were picked up for felons fleeing something.
Right. Okay, so you got past it.
What people don't like is unfairness, right? They want rich people to have to face the same sentences as the poor people, and I get that. It's not going to happen. You know, like right. There's never going to be a state where things are fair. But the other thing that I'd ask is prison a particularly fair sentence for anybody in these circumstances? One of the first things I'd do if I was God King of the prison system in America is I'd split them up. Violent offenders shouldn't be where nonviolent offenders are. They should be
correct.
In different locations. Sex offenders are an entirely different beast. They ought to be getting their own treatment in their own places. There's something wrong with them, the real ones. I'm not talking of the people who are, 19 having sex with a 15-year-old or somebody peeing out back of the golf course.
The 16-year-old Virginia kid that was charged as an adult for possession of child porn because he texted a picture of himself to his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm talking about the real sex offenders. Those people need treatment, should be in different systems. They're getting they can't talk frankly about their crimes in a regular prison setting because they will be brutalized or
right.
potentially brutalized or afraid of being brutalized. Violent offenders need their own sort of counseling and those sorts of things. And then I'm of the opinion that the DUI manslaughter people shouldn't be in with the rest of those folks either, that they're just talking about another completely different beast that they've got substance abuse problems and should should be fixed.
So you're talking about like an actual rehabilitation facility.
It's a better idea than putting bad people in a bad place, treating them badly, and expecting them to get out and act good.
Yeah. But then the question becomes, okay, how much is it going to cost to have all these different systems? And then it gets more complicated and more bureaucracy, et cetera. So
most states have more than four prisons. Most.
Yeah.
Not all. Not New Hampshire. Check us out at freetalklive.com.
We'll be back tomorrow because we're live every night of the week.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.